Hello,
Hello,
thank you for holding. Hi, my name is John of the Regional. Hey, what's going on? How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
All right, it's good to hear. It's good to hear. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area, sir. Am I speaking with Tom? Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right.
My real name
is
Tom Olsey, but Tom is easier. Yeah.
Stop. What? I was thinking Thomas, you know. No,
my real name is Tom Olsey. Yeah.
That's cool. All right. You got me beat. I go by my middle name, John. You know, my real name's David.
Yeah.
Is my first name. I'll just stop talking now.
Yeah, I got a real Japanese name. So Tom is a very American and easy.
Hey, well, hey, Liz, Nihongo ga wakarimashita.
Thank you. I don't speak Japanese. I'm American. Born and raised in America, my parents just decided to give me a real Japanese name.
Yeah.
They said, y'all ain't speaking no other language but American. Y'all speaking English. That's it.
Oh, that cracks me up, man.
Yeah, I wish.
Oh, man. All right, cool. It's all good. No worries. I'm half Korean, half Puerto Rican. I spoke Japanese. My parents were like mad, man.
Yeah, I'm Japanese and Puerto Rican. I'm half Puerto Rican and Japanese.
Stop. Are you kidding me?
My middle name is Edwin. Tomotsu Edwin Kawasaki.
What?
I have both my grandpa's names. Yep.
That's lit. I'm sorry. That's so cool. All right. Touché, man. One of the coolest customers I'm talking to right now.
That's it, man.
Oh, my God. All right, man. We're gonna get along just fine, then.
Just fine.
Yes, sir. So, let's see, Tom. I got Jim sent over information, and is this right here? You're 2 weeks in the business? Is that brand new?
I am 2 weeks in. I literally just started my company. I've been with my union for about 9 years, but I just decided to start my own plumbing company. So I literally just started.
That's incredible. I take my hat off to you, man. There you go.
Get
the experience.
Exactly.
Go to the book of business. Make it your own. There you go.
Exactly.
Hey.
Take what they gave me and profit off of it.
Yes, sir. That's why you do it. All right. So far as your service area, how far are you willing to work? I mean, obviously, I see like 150 miles here, but, you know, get me on gas prices these days, I'm going to lose my mind. But are you trying to stay local if you can? Yeah.
If I can, that'd be great. But I can work in the San Francisco Bay Area, Oakland, San Jose, San Mateo. So that's why it's like I'm a lot. I mean, I go to the city a lot. I got a lot of clients in the city right now. So that's about 50 miles out from where I'm at right now anyways. So going the other way, San Jose is about 35 miles from me.
Okay.
So, I just want, you know, if I'm going to do it, I'd rather, you know, I like working in Dublin. It'd be nice to be close to home, but I go wherever
the
money's at, man.
Oh, I feel that 100%. Okay. I'm not a typical sales guy here that's going to say, hey, let's just spend our arm and a leg. I know money don't grow on trees, you know. So I have two options for you then at that point because of the distance. It does matter of how far you like to travel for that, okay? So I want to make sure if I can help you by saving some money in the back end while making money in the front, all more to it, you know. But we'll go over all that stuff, right? So far as before pricing here, let's go over exactly what it entails. Right. So for both packages that I'm about to present to you, both of them, all calls come to you directly. There's no third party or middleman. You have to worry about touching any of your customers. Now, the best part I like about our company in general is that we don't spread leads. It's actually a strict policy. We're not allowed to work with anybody else who does what you do in the area, period. Okay. So once you join with us, we really do take care of you. And there's no contracts. It's month to month. So you already know with that, those two combinations right there. Every month, we're going to do our best to make sure you're fulfilled. You get a return on your investment. We're doing our job, right? So that's just the biggest part right there. Now, here's another thing. We don't just get you on Google. We get on the first page of Google, okay? And the way we do that is by two things. One, you already have accomplished. I mean, you're brand new, but you already have a great reputation. So keep doing what you're doing so you can get those reviews because reviews do bring you up quicker to the first page. The second part is what we specialize in. That's the traffic. Okay, we make sure you get the keywords and phrases to make sure that everything that you provide or your services that you provide, we want to make sure you're being found as a top recommended there. Now, you're not just going to be on Google. You get to own 60 other directories as well, all right? So, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce even, Yellow Pages, White Pages, like you name it. So anytime the customers are looking for you, yeah, we want to make sure it's convenient. It's all about convenience these days, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's important. Let me ask you, are you doing any type of like social media right now, like Facebook ads?
I don't have Facebook, or I was never into social media, so I never got into it, but I will. My wife will be setting up all those accounts for my business once my website's up and running.
Okay.
My cousins are building my website right now because they're all in tech. So that's done, it should be done here in a couple weeks. Once my website's done and my logos are up and everything like that, I'll have my wife create my Instagrams and stuff like that. For now, I do have Angie's Leads as another outlet for calls and leads and stuff like that as well. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Please be careful with that. The only reason I say this is because you seem like a great guy, man. I don't want people taking advantage of you on this. So I'm going to put it in the way of this without bashing another company or anything like that. I'm just going to say, have you ever been or try to act like you're a customer of your own business and trying to look for yourself through Angie's?
No, I just literally just got Angie's Leads. The owner of my other company said Angie's Leads is good. It finds good leads and stuff like that for what we do. So I just signed up for Angie's Leads as well. So I'm on a trial basis with them and seeing what kind of leads they send me. So, okay. Yeah.
So I'm gonna break this down for you because this is the things that they don't tell you. And it's I talk to business owners all day, every day here. Okay. So I hope you take it not with a grain of salt here. So if I was a customer, most of the leads are coming from Google anyway. Okay. So that's a huge thing. The next thing is, if I was a customer, I go through Google, I look up, you know, Angie's Leads. If I'm not a member, then I have to become a member, then I have to type in the zip code, then I have to type in the service that I want to be found. At that point, guess what? That one lead gets spread out to all you and all the competitors around you. So at that point, everyone's racing to call that customer. But here's the kicker. They don't tell you that all of you guys get charged for that same lead, regardless if you talk to them or not. Okay, so.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yes. Now, if you see it like that, that's like, wow, I didn't know this. But here's the other thing. If I was a customer, I don't know about you, but I don't want to go through loopholes, become a member, do all this. I just want a plumber, man. Like, I'm going to go where? I'm going to go to Google. Who's nearby? Who has some good ratings? Let me see some pictures. All right, cool. I'm going to give them a call. And so that's what we do. We capture them without any middleman or third party having to worry about or becoming a member of anything either, right? So that's a huge factor right there. Now, let me put it like this. If you don't get that call from them because they looked at you through Google or these directories, guess what? If they go on their Facebook, this is including your package, by the way. If they go on their Facebook after that, your ads start to begin to pop on their feed with even a click to call you directly. So it's kind of scary now, saying out loud, you know what I mean?
That is scary. You guys are already, pushing my ass on their Facebook. Yeah.
But it works. And the stats show that Facebook ads have higher conversion rates than Google ads. It's the true story.
Yeah.
So that's all included. Now, I don't want you taking our word for it. You're going to have a fully customizable tracking system that we build for you within the first 5 to 7 days. Okay, that's how fast we move on this stuff. Now, on that tracking system, you can see where the customers are calling from live. You can see what keywords are working to find you, what's not. That way you can make modifications if you need it. Okay? Let's do this there, Tom. Jim put in this credit for you, and I can't wait to show it to you because it definitely drops the price down dramatically. It really does. So let's go over pricing, see if it fits your budget. Okay. And I have a little something I'm going to throw in there for you as well, too. You seem like a great guy, so we'll see if you – yeah. All right, man. So it works like this. Everything is set to a 2-month verbal agreement in the very beginning. And the only reason for that is because it does take time to get you up on that first page through the traffic, right? We work fast. I'll go over that in a moment. Now, normally, if you looked at our website at localsplash.com, you can fact check me. Our pricing is normally at $5.99 a month. With a $299 setup fee. right? But
okay.
Jim put in this credit as new in business credit, but not the typical one. So for the life of you being with us, it will never change. It'll be at $249 a month. Now that's including
okay.
everything we talked about, Facebook business page, your Facebook ads, your account management team Monday through Friday, first page of Google, I feel like an infomercial, your 60 different directories, your tracking system, and one other thing that I will throw in for you. I know you have friends and family that's willing to help with the website, but if you need a website to be built for you, I will be willing to throw in that website for you as well, too. That's included in your package.
That's included in the package for $249 a month?
Correct. Yes, sir. No
okay.
paper lead, no paper call or job. Nothing like that at all.
That sounds great. That
awesome,
sounds great.
Man. Perfect. So the very first thing is we need to make sure that Google, they're going to send a letter. Well, it's a postcard, but they send that postcard to you physically in the mail just to verify
okay.
that you're a real person and have a real business. Okay. So
all
I
right.
please look out for that postcard because it prolongs everything
oh,
if
I will.
You don't send that back. Okay.
I get notifications in the mail all the time what's coming in.
I feel that. All right. All right. Cool. So Tom, how do you spell your name?
My real name is TAMOTSU.
So cool. All right. And last name?
Kawasaki, like the motorcycle, KAWASAKI.
So is your bloodline, like, with that technically or no?
Oh, no, man. I wish. I wouldn't be doing what I do right now. I wish.
All right.
If I had half a percent of that company, I'd be okay.
I think everyone would. All right. And Tom, what's the best email? I'm going to make this promise to you right now. I'm not going to hang up the phone until you see on paper after your to see your invoice of everything I promised to you. It's on paper for you, okay? That's one
okay,
I'm going to
Okay, my email is
going
to be plumbingtech@gmail.com. plumbingtech@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. I have a friend. He goes by Tech. His nickname is Tech. Spelled exactly the same.
That's my nickname, too. Yeah, T-E-K. It's my initial. Tech.
For real?
Yes,
you're not
sir.
Pulling my leg, is it? All right, all right.
No,
I'll believe
my
you.
Initial. That's my call tag. That's my sign tags on all the online and everything.
This guy's cool, man. All right. So, Tom, is this the best phone number for us to reach you? The 45? Okay. And what about your customers?
454-4543.
Yes.
This is the same number. This is going to be my business line right here. So eventually I'll update my number and give you guys my actual personal number that you can reach me on, and then this will be a business line always.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. And then I have the business name is Tech Plumbing. There's no LLC or anything after. Okay, awesome.
I'm getting incorporated. It's going to be Tech Plumbing Incorporated. I got about two more days, and my corporation should be started.
Okay, so I'm going to put Inc. then for sure. All right.
Tech Plumbing Inc.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. And then as far as the business address, where we're going to send that postcard to?
5050 Hacienda Drive.
How you spell that?
Dublin,
how you spell
California,
Hacienda, bro?
Hacienda.
All right. Hacienda. There we go.
Drive.
And then
Dublin. 94568.
Gotcha,
yep.
sir.
94568.
Unit 627. Oh, shoot. Okay. Let's see this
Sorry.
Thing. No, you're good. You're good. Why is that not saving? That's so weird. Okay. Just in case, I'm going to put it over here. It's in Dublin. And then you said, what was the... the number again?
Unit
so you got 5050?
5050 Hacienda Drive.
Okay. And it was
Unit
620.
627.
Okay, 627. Gotcha. Yes, sir. All right. How? And then also, are we building the website for you, or did you want your friends to continue
with that?
Yeah,
you guys can go ahead. I can tell my friends to stop.
All right, cool. Sounds good. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a technician call, okay? And it's obviously not today. We could do it. I highly suggest tomorrow if you have an hour window to talk with them. and have pictures.
I can have an hour window probably around like 5 p.m. tomorrow Pacific.
Shoot. Okay. The latest time I have tomorrow is at 3 to 4. Does that work for you?
I can make that work. I'll make that
okay.
window work.
All right, cool. I got you. I'm going to put this in now because it's literally being taken everywhere. Okay. So. They're going to call from an 877 number. It's not a spam call. It's our technician guys. Just make sure you save their number, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then I'm going to send it to your email, and I'm going to send it to their email as well. So just hit yes on or
awesome.
Accept on your side, and they're going to do the same to show you that they're committed to this meeting. I'm sending it right now. Let me know you got it. How?
Let me check my junk.
Put a reminder for them right now too.
Got it. Yep.
You got it? All right, beautiful. And then put this reminder for them too. Okay, let's go over some meat and potatoes here, man. I don't know why I say meat and potatoes. I like salmon and rice, but whatever, you know? So Tom, what's some keywords? I mean, you know the lingo better than anyone, okay? What's the services that you like to be found for? Obviously, plumbing, right?
Plumbing, water heaters, repipes, sewer mains. What else you want to call it? Sewer mains. Other keywords that people might say or search.
Install, repair,
pipe
maybe?
Install, repair, pipe repair, water heater services, tankless water heater install, bathtub install, bathroom remodel, rough piping for new plumbing systems, softeners, purified water systems. Water mains, new water services, new sewer services.
Services.
Really can't.
So I'm typing them all, man.
Yeah.
The more the better. You never know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what other people might think to look up.
Well, here's the good news. Does that cover most of it? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put customer may want to add more. That way when our technicians review this over with you tomorrow, because they're going to go over all this, we don't want to miss a beat. Because once you're up on live, we don't want to mess that up, right? So
exactly.
So if I missed something or if you forgot something, that's okay. We'll talk about it tomorrow, okay? I just want to make sure they're not starting from ground zero tomorrow, so that's important. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, how do you like to be found as far as your hours of operation? Like Monday through Friday, 24-7?
24-7.
Oh, you don't sleep, huh?
I take calls all day.
All right, my guy. All right, there we go.
I got mouth speed, man. I live in the Bay Area, California. Shit ain't cheap out here.
Like I used to live in Burbank, then I went to Orange. I moved around a lot in California, man, when I was young. So, the price
range. I'm in the Bay. I'm in the North Bay.
Yeah,
South
you're
South,
opposite.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Oof.
I'm in where 150,000, you're still considered poor.
Yes, sir. For sure.
I mean, you know.
All right,
come
I got
on,
you.
Man. California sucks. It's beautiful, but it's not for people.
Right. All right, so I'm putting in notes to make sure that this website is included for you. And then I know you're in development right now to have your Facebook business page being made with – was it the wife or girlfriend?
Yeah, my wife's going to make it. Yeah, my wife's going to make it.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is make sure she has the URL only ready for us tomorrow. Because our technicians, they're going to need that so they can run those ads for you too. Okay?
Awesome. Yep.
All right. And I'm going to put that I have ready. We'll have ready by tomorrow. Now, again, if I can give you the best advice for this to run properly the way it's supposed to, communication, man, okay? Please, they can't read your mind. If you don't like some of the ads or something, you tell them, say, hey, listen, I like to change this. I want to change the color. I want to change the picture. Whatever it is, do not hesitate to let them know. That's what they're there for, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I have. I think I'm going to go with – I have a color scheme I think I'm going with too already.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Cash, check, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle?
I'm setting up – I can Venmo, PayPal. That all works. Cash App, checks. I can slide credit cards through Square.
Square. Okay, cool.
Pretty much
perfect.
Accept any form of payment.
All right, card.
I even take blood.
If you're a vampire, please look me up, man. I'm kidding. Listen, one of the things that I like the most to use, I mean, it's not part of us, obviously. I'm just giving you a helping hand here. But if I don't know if you heard of Zelle.
I can do Zelle too. Yeah, Zelle as well. Cool. I can Zelle as well.
There we go. Sorry. Perfect, perfect. No, you're good. You're good. Now, do you want the customers to be able to call, text, and email, or just call?
Yeah, they can call, text, or email. Because sometimes I'm in places where I don't get service where I can answer my email, though. I'll have Wi-Fi, but I won't have, like, phone service, cellular.
I feel that. Okay. Yeah, and plus you never know how customers like to be contacted more, so, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, all those forms are fine.
All right, perfect. And Tom, on the card that we'll be using today, is it spelled out the full first and last name, or is there a middle initial too?
It's gonna be my full name, Tomosu E. Kawasaki.
Okay. Right, sir. One of the coolest names I came across in this job right now. So just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
It's unique. Definitely unique.
It's very, very. I actually did taiko drumming just a little bit, because I have a little bit of Japanese. That's the only reason they even accepted me in there. To be honest, they shut the door the first time because I told them I was Korean, Puerto Rican. And they're like, no Koreans. Boom. I'm like, whoa.
Out of here, bro. Out of here, man. One of my business partners in my TTGs is for my trade card games is a Korean, man. It's hella funny.
Oh, really? No way.
We get along pretty good, though.
Yeah, I mean, we're cool people. We're cool people too, you know.
Love that guy, bro.
Oh my gosh! All right, so what I'm going to do next is we're going to do a voice verification. This is where everything's recorded because it's a protection for you, to be honest. So we want to make sure, no matter what, you're grandfathered in for this price as long as you're with us. That price will never change unless you decide to call me and say, John, I'd like to upgrade and add more features. Then we could talk from there. Okay. Now, just letting you know, if you have any questions for me, by all means, stop me in my tracks. I'd be more than happy to answer. But in the beginning, I am going to ask like a series of questions. Just try to answer as clearly as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Here we go. I'm going to set this up right now. And bada bing, bada boom. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Jack Plumbing.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
Tomosu Kawasaki, owner and operator of Tech Plumbing.
Beautiful. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Tom, I'm going to stop right there for just a second. So we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, we're not just giving your information to anybody when we call in. So we'll ask a security question. That way we keep everything very confidential between us and you, okay?
Okay.
All right, partner, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last one. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today on March 2nd. In the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. Yep. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the second of every month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. So is it safe at this point to call you Tech, or should I still call you Tom?
You can call me Tech all day.
All right. There you go. There you go. All right, Tech. So we're going to do the security question for you. You can make up any answer you want as long as you remember it. But we have three choices. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
All right. And what would that answer be?
San Francisco.
Okay. San Fran, man.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and just letting you know, this question and answer will never change. So if anyone tries to do anything like that, that's a red flag, okay? You hang up right away. All right, Tom. All right, Tech. So on the car, we got everything here. I'm assuming the address is the same that we went over a little bit earlier, right?
Yeah,
the
5050? For the car billing, yes.
For the billing? Okay, cool. And then also, make sure I put this here. Oh, wow. Zip code 94568, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then the card that we're using today, is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa. All right. Sure. All right. So I'm not going to repeat them out
loud. I can always change the card later, right?
Yes, most definitely. Uh-huh. Yeah. So
Okay, because eventually everything's going to go on the single business card. Right now it's just on my personal.
That's okay. Yeah, and this is a business expense, so you can write off on taxes later down the road, too.
Yeah,
okay.
I will. I'm just, like I said, once my S corporation starts, I'm able to go to the bank, and I'm able to get a business account. Yeah, exactly.
Smart man. So. There it is. All right, sir. So I'm ready for the card number when you're ready, and we're going to go from there.
Okay, it's going to be 4342.
Okay.
5623.
Okay.
3475-7414.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
Is 8/26.
And it should
and
be
812.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Now, I like to do a triple check. I don't like to mess around with any of this stuff. So you have pretty much, I'm going to tell you right now, it's like family discount here. So I want to refresh this roof first, make sure that this price doesn't change. Okay, we're good. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for $249. Now, as I promised before, I'm going to stay on the line until you see that you have an invoice between your text message and through an email, too, okay? So I'm going to let you know as soon as it goes through here.
So do you guys have some kind of app that I can download?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I'll go over that in just a second. Yep.
Awesome.
And I'm taking a little bit longer process there, but okay, there we go. Let's see if that went through. Let me know. You should get a text and an email, right? It's coming in like any second now. Let me know. Whichever comes first, let me know. Email didn't even send yet. Let's see here.
Yeah, I haven't got no email yet or text.
Bing, bada, boom. Maybe refresh it on my side too.
Nope.
Weird. So it's funny because your text or your email for the for a tech call went right through, no problem.
I got that email.
Yeah, okay. And I know it went through, so you should be receiving something here. If not, I'm going to resend it manually.
Oh.
Not in my junk either.
Shoot. Okay, let me see something here. Okay, I'm going to send the next one just in case. Yeah, I'm going to send one more. Hold up. Let me send this over to you. Glad I like to do this, man. You know?
Yeah, that's perfect. Appreciate it, man.
For sure. For sure.
That invoice to print out.
Yeah, man. Exactly. I want to make sure you feel comfortable that everything I spoke to you about, you have it. You know what I mean? So that's important to me in general.
Okay, yep. We got that. Got that. Yep. Car charged.
Okay, so you got an email or a text or both?
I got your email. I did not receive a text, though, but I got your email.
Okay. So on the email, it should pop open the one that says invoice for me.
Yep, got that.
And then
click to accept.
Yes. Go there, and this is where you're going to see everything that I promised. Your website, your 60 different directories, your Facebook ads, all of it.
I just got your text message right now, too.
Awesome. All right, cool. There we go. Phew. And then read through it slowly here. Take your time. And then when you're ready, towards the bottom above, everyone misses this, but above your name, there's a checkbox you have to click before signing your name.
Okay, got the bundle, got the products as they're after. Okay. All right, so your seasonal hold, how long is that about? So, 3 business days.
Yeah, you can.
What if I
go place
on
a hold
out of country? How long can I place a hold for?
Honestly, on that one, I mean, I'm sure you could place it on a hold for the month, but I don't have that exact. Yeah. Go ahead.
I go out of the country once a year. So.
Do you really? Okay.
I do.
Shoot.
I either go to Japan, the Philippines, or I go out of country for a month about once a year.
No way. All right, take me with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's starting to get more expensive as my kids are getting older. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. All right. but you do have the pause option. Just communicate with us at least a little bit beforehand. That way we can do that for you, okay?
Yeah, because I see it says 3 days, but it doesn't say anything longer than that.
I'm sure we could work with you, man. We're not money hungry. We're here to help your business, because if not, then it's just a waste of money on our side. I'm looking at just from our side here, that would be pointless if we did something wrong with that, you know? So I'm sure it's
exactly.
For you. Mm-hmm. And then once you sign the name, it should take you somewhere else. Let me know where it takes you, though. And it's our last.
It took me to the username login. It took me to the login page.
Nice. All right, Tech. You're golden. You're set. So this is when tomorrow our technicians are going to run through everything with you. They're going to review everything that we went through, and then they're going to walk you through to develop that login and password so you know how to maneuver and see the live calls, add pictures to your website, stuff like that too. All right?
Perfect, yeah. So they'll be able to give me my username and password tomorrow.
Exactly. Yes, sir. All right, man. I'm excited for you.
I am too, man. Yeah. Hopefully this works out very well when I start racking in the dough.
Yes, sir. And then, hey, listen, once it does really well, you give me a call as well, ask for John, and I'll make sure to get the lowest pricing as well to get the other things if you want to do that in the future, all right?
Awesome. Much appreciated, John. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Tech, you take it easy, man. Talk to you tomorrow.
You too. Have a great rest of your day, man. Thank you.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.